chapter 1, verse 27. Well, we'll start in 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. If we have the opportunity, we're going to preach a series on Christmas. Amen. We don't mind Christmas, do we?
No.
Amen. I love the Christmas story. I love it. Amen. It ain't much different than the salvation story. It's just somebody got Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Changed their whole life. Put them on a journey, right? I was thinking about that as well, my soul. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard. The author of the song, his two daughters died or perished on the way back to England after Chicago burnt. And he got the words to that song as he was passing over the place where his daughters perished. It is well with my soul. Ain't that amazing? Most all those songs written in those hymnals are songs written when people were broken. So real true worship doesn't come from when you're on top of the mountain, usually when you're in the valley. So anybody want to sing? Amen? I'm just always amazed that, you know, in the very beginning of the Bible, worship started in a very bad place. Everything starts from Genesis like a plumb line the rest of the way through the Bible. If it happened in Genesis, it goes throughout the Bible the same way. Worship began, the first time worship was ever mentioned was when Abraham was going to take Isaac up on the Mount of Moriah and slaughter him. He told the men, his servants, he said, "Stay here, me and the lad go yonder to worship, and we will return." That's not the message for the morning, but it's pretty exciting, ain't it? Amen? You hear what he said? We're going up here to worship? He was going up there to kill his son. And then he said, "We will return." Man, I don't know about you, but that kind of lights my fire. Anybody got fire in here?
Amen.
Praise God. I got a little bit. Amen? And my whole job today is if you've never caught the fire of Christ, that means you've never been saved, I'm going to preach and hopefully you get saved. And if the rest of you, the ones that are saved, I'm just praying that flickering fire, maybe that all-consuming fire you have, praise God, just get stirred up a little bit and you can't help yourself. Because the church needs a case of "I can't help it." We do. Amen. I wish some of you would get a case of "I can't help it."
Amen.
Somebody says, "Well, I can't help but testify. I can't help but pray. I couldn't help but come up there." Praise God. I would love to hear that. Because too many times in the church we can help ourselves, can't we? "Oh, I ain't going to let go. I ain't going to get out of control. I ain't going to do nothing crazy. I don't want my person to my left or my right to think that I'm crazy." Tap that person to your left or right and say, "I'm crazy. Believe me." If you're tapping your husband or your wife, they say, "I know." Amen? Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Got a long way to go. Today, if we have the ability and we get through this, we're going to preach Mary, and tonight will be Joseph. And if you don't have any note paper, take that little flyer they gave you. There's a little space in there. You can write in it. And if you're a radical, wild Christian, write in your Bible. Amen? Woo! Never mind. Just do it. Amen? Y'all all right with me? I'm all right with you. All right, let's do this. Amen? Luke chapter 1, verse 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." 6 months from what? 6 months. See, Elizabeth has been pregnant for 6 months. Amen? John the Baptist has been promised, the forerunner of Christ. He's his cousin. And he's in Elizabeth, and he's been there for 6 months. And all of a sudden, there's got to be a forerunner. There's got to be somebody they're forerunning in front of, and that's Christ. And here comes Christ. Amen? And the angel comes down and visits with Mary. Little old Mary, write this down. About 15, 16, 17 years old, somewhere in that ballpark. Could you imagine if God had a mighty calling on your life when you were 15, 16, or 17 years old, or maybe younger? Well, let me tell you this. I don't keep this a secret. He does. Amen? The problem with most people is we never answer the calling soon enough. We always put it off because we'll say, "When I get older," or "When I do this, I'll become what God wants me to become." And really, the only thing you'll do when you get older is you'll say, "I wished I had came when God called. I wish I'd have done it before." The only regret we're going to have when we get to heaven is the regret that we didn't do more, not less. Amen. So if you're some young person sitting here this morning and God's always been knocking your heart's door down to do something great, you just didn't feel qualified, praise God, get in line. None of us are qualified. Just do what God calls you to do.
Amen?
Amen? I would love to hear some young evangelist, some young missionary, some young child say, I've got a burden on my heart for lost folk. I want to go somewhere. I want to do something. Amen? And I hope every adult in your house says, I just don't know if you can. And I hope you come right back at them and say, I don't care if I can or not. I'm going to. Be secure in it. Amen? I love this. Mary's young. Mary's from a poor region. Mary doesn't have a great background for this, but guess what? God chose her anyway. Out of all the people in the world, Mary was chosen. And I bet one of her heart was like, how could God be choosing me out of all the great people? But let me tell you something. You know that Mary is a great person? She is in the lineage of King David. Amen? So is Joseph. They've got royal blood in their veins. They just don't have the royalty in them yet. Amen? God, never mind. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 28, he says, Blessed art thou among women. You're not blessed more than women. You're not thee. You're not royalty. You're not righteousness. You're not holiness. You're just blessed among other people because you're going to get to carry the one that's holy. Amen? Some people worship Mary. Mary worshiped Jesus. Amen? I tell you, she was looking for a Savior just like us. Amen? She was looking for Jesus to come. And when He came, guess what? She said, My Savior. Amen? We'll get into that later on. But she says, My Savior. But she is blessed. Amen? She's blessed, and so is anyone who decides to carry Jesus. So if you're sitting here and you're carrying Jesus in the form of the Holy Ghost inside of you, you're blessed among women and men. Amen? And you need to start looking at your life that way. I'm blessed. Not because you're better, just because you have Christ in you. Amen? We need to start looking at this world a little bit different. We need to realize we're blessed because Jesus is in our lives. And if He's in our lives, nothing in this warm weapon, nothing, no weapon can be formed against us will ever prosper. Amen? Golly bomb, that's good. Verse 29, And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutations this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for the Lord has found favor with, for thou hast found favor with God. Fear not. Verse 30, I love that. Perfect love casteth out all fear. Amen. We got a fear epidemic going on in our country today. Most men that I deal with in addiction, probably about 90% of them when they call in, they all say the same thing. I suffer from anxiety. You know what the age range of most men I deal with are? Anywhere from 20 to 30. That tells you something right there. Most men from 20 or 30 are dealing with anxiety. You know where fear comes from? Anger and from the enemy. Praise God. We need to get the love of God in our men. That way they can have no fear. That way we can face the enemy head on in our homes and in our communities. I'm trying to lead a revolution to get men back. What do you mean? Men back in the church. And I'm not talking about this four-wall building. I'm talking about the church of the living God. That we go out into this world and we reach people for Christ. There ain't nothing like a man on fire for God. Some of you women sitting there across the end, well, I met you. You give me a fireball woman too. Praise God, we'll tear this town apart. Amen. I'm not afraid, amen. I just know that there's fewer men than there are women in the church anymore that have a fire and a zeal to do something. I want to stoke you up, stir you up, get you on fire for God. Amen. Be hard to deal with. What do you mean? A man that's fired up in the church, hard to deal with, don't know how to approach him nowadays. Amen. Goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Oh, Adam was standing there talking to the Satan. No, it wasn't Eve. Was standing there talking to that serpent. And at the end, find out she took a bite of that apple and turned and what? Gave it to Adam. What was he doing? Standing there silent. Sound like a bunch of us, don't it? Just standing there quiet. Ain't got nothing to say. Now we'll talk about football, weather, we'll talk about everything else. We won't talk about Jesus. Amen. Amen. I wish a little bit of that passion and fire would come out about Jesus like it does your favorite hunting stand, amen, your favorite fishing rod, amen, your favorite football team. Woo! You might not have many friends, but you'll see people getting saved. That's what I want to see, ain't you? We talk about it, but let's see it. All right, y'all ready? Let's keep going, amen. There's a whole lot of information. We got to get it all in whatever time you're going to allow me to preach. Amen? All right, look, verse 30. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son that shall call and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Hey, let me tell you something. If the calling in your life doesn't scare you to death, it's probably not from God. Let me tell you something. When God puts something on your heart in your life, accept it. But listen, you ain't got to know how He's going to do it. You ain't got to feel qualified to do it. You just know that He's going to do it because He's God and you're not. Amen? But let me tell you something. God has whispered some stuff in my heart and told me to do some things that has flat scared me to death. He scares me to death on a regular basis. Matter of fact, me standing right here this morning, I'm scared. Amen. But I'm in Christ Jesus so I can stand. Amen? Yes. I mean, there's people ask me to come. Brother Kevin, will you come preach? I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. I'll be there. Hang up the phone and oh my goodness, what am I going to tell these people? Amen? And who are they? I don't know. Amen? So let me tell you something. If your calling scares you, good. If that opportunity scares you, good. Amen. Praise God, your dreams and your aspirations for God should scare you. Amen. You won't be any different than Noah, than Moses, and Paul, and John, and Peter. Wait a minute. Praise God, when he told them stuff, I swear they probably stood there and said, I don't know how these things could happen. I'm not qualified. We don't need qualification. The only thing qualifies us is Christ in us. Amen. If you got anything other than that, guess what? Usually God takes that and just wads it up, throws it on the floor anyway. Amen? Whatever you're good at, He probably won't call you to do it. Ain't that scary? I said that a week or two ago when I was here. We'll come to God and say, God, I'm real good at this right here. He goes, yeah, good. Let me throw that away. I want you to go over here and do this thing you're not good at. Whew. And it should scare you to death. But at the same time, you got a peace about it. You say, well, He must be going to be able to do it. He called me. Amen. Amen. He knows better than me. Amen. He's the one talking to me. If God's calling you to do it, praise God, don't argue with Him. Just do it. Amen. Kind of like your wife. Don't beat your head against that wall, friend. Somebody that'll sink in a minute. Y'all ready? They got back here. I heard it. That's when He sat in the back. He hit up here and it landed back there. Amen. Now listen, verse 34, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She didn't say, give me a sign. She didn't say, I'm doubting you. What she's saying is, I just don't see how this is happening because I've never been with a man. I've never slept with anybody. I've never done this. So how is this going to happen? Praise God. When God first calls you and rattles your chain and says, I want you to do something for me, the first thing you're going to say is, how could somebody like me do something like that for you? He don't mind to tell you. Golly. Look at this. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Oh, okay. Okay. You think she knew any more than she knew when she answered it? Amen. How's this going to happen? Well, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Then the seed of God's going to be in you. And then you're going to bring forth the God Himself in the flesh. Oh, okay, God. Got it. Amen. Just because God tells you don't mean you can understand all of it. You just now know what He's going to do. Amen. Hey, can I help y'all right now? Listen to me. Once God gets in you, I don't know how He got in there. I just know that He's in there. Amen. Write this down about Mary. Mary knows one thing. Mary knows two things. But Mary knows one thing for sure. She's never been with a man. Get it? She's never slept with a man, no matter what anybody else says. Write this down, young people. No matter what anybody else says about you, if you'll serve God, no matter what they say, what God said was true and what they say is a lie. Man, I wish I had some young people in here to worship every once in a while. Hey, man, I'm telling you, listen, you get on fire for God, there's going to be a lot of people that hate you, and they'll say bad things about you, and they'll make things up about you. But listen, you just got to know the truth. I didn't do it the wrong way. I done it the right way. Amen. The little girl sitting there going, I don't know what you mean by that, but listen, there's something inside me now. There's something inside of me now that's growing. And guess what? There ain't no man put it in there. Amen. Woo-hoo! Glory! Well, yeah, I think she did this and I think she done that. Well, it don't matter what you think. It's what I know. Amen? Amen? Somebody say, how do you know God's called you? How do you know God's been doing this? Praise, praise God. Because one day I didn't care. I didn't have nothing in me. Amen? And I know there's something changed. Why? Because my whole life changed on the inside, and then it's getting out. Whew. Y'all good? Is this good? Does this pump, does this stir the fire in some of your hearts? Hey man, that's what I want. I wish somebody in here, nobody would expect to get on fire for God. I bet some of you sitting right now would be like, man, I almost shouted. I was about to praise God right then. I was about to do something. Listen, I hope you get past the about to's. Some of you need to get radical for God. You've got radical for the world long enough. Hey man, you've showed out for the world long enough. Somebody asked me, why are you so loud? Why are you so passionate? Pray God, you ever met me before I was lost, before I got saved? I was passionate for myself and what the devil had. Amen? Might as well. God didn't. He didn't do a whole lot after. He changed me. All he did is turn me around and put me in another direction. Amen. He didn't say, slow down, be quiet. No, I know passion. He just said, I just want you to go the right way. Amen. Preacher, that's good preaching. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her older age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. All right? Now listen, this angel didn't say you have to go be with Elizabeth. He just told her that Elizabeth was pregnant with a miracle child as well. Amen? He said, look, your cousin Elizabeth's going through something like you're going through. She's got a miracle. Amen? She's up there. She's 6 months with her miracle. What I'm telling you about this is, look, if you just received Christ or you just get a hold of Jesus, let me tell you something. Get around somebody that's had Him for a little bit longer than you. Amen? Somebody that's experiencing a miracle. Get away from the people that doesn't have Christ in their life. If you're just brand new, a babe in Christ, get around somebody that can encourage you in the miracle, what God's doing in your life, not around people that are going to kill you because you have Jesus. I love how the angel gives her an option. He just tells her about it. He didn't say go. She's just a smart girl. Amen. You can be a smart girl or a smart boy. Amen. Get away from the devil. Get into the places where God's going to use you. Amen. Check this out. Verse 37 should be your life verse. It should be one of them. Amen. Print it all. Put it on a wall. Put it in your bathroom. Put it somewhere where you'll see it every day. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. You just need to have that around somewhere every once in a while. Remember when the devil comes at you and says, you ain't going to be able to do this. You ain't going to beat cancer. You ain't going to beat this. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it single. You ain't never going to. Oh, am I? Whoops. Anybody been through some life stuff in here? Amen. And the devil's got up on your shoulder and said, you ain't going to make it. You can't. God ain't going to help you now. You got to look at it and say, now, wait a minute. There is nothing impossible. We've got nothing. Nothing. Amen. When he says nothing, that means nothing. Praise God, you need to remind yourself every once in a while who your Father is, who God is. Nothing's impossible with Him. And Mary said, behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. That's big, ain't it? Yes. Little old teenage girl, don't know what's going on, don't know the voice. Let it be, Lord, let it be. Amen. My goodness, I love her already, amen? If I had a daughter, I'd name her Mary right now. Bow, Mary. No, I'm just kidding. That's good though, ain't it? She don't understand all of it. She don't know what she's going to go through. She don't understand. All she knows is she needs God inside of her. And if He's chose me, that's fine. Let it be. Amen. Man, we need to get some people in here that would crawl up on this altar and say, you know what? Let it be, God. Let it be. Use me until the end. You know what God needs right now more than anything else in this world? He needs some Christians that are on fire for Him because it's so dark in this world right now. If you get on fire for God, you'll shine like you'll be like a Motel 6 sign. You'll stick out in the middle of the highway. You'll leave the light on for Him. Amen? Amen? Goodness gracious, I'm telling you, we need that. I hear on every turn, the Muslims, this, that, the church in America's going down. Praise God, it's going down because we ain't sharpening up the arrows in our quiver. What do you mean by that, brother? God calls our children the arrows in our quiver. Only thing, we ain't sharpened them up. We ain't made them stiff in the backbone. We ain't notched them right. And we ain't sent them right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can I preach 1 second more right there? You know what you got to do to an arrow before you really let it go? Anybody want to shout her out if you know it? You got to pull it back and hold it for a minute. Write it down. What does that mean? Pull it back and hold it for a minute. You just can't let them get into everything. You just can't let them go with anybody. That's You got to hold them back for a minute. And while they're holding back right there, there'll be a lot of tension on them. Praise God. And they might do a little whining, a little squirming, a little aggravating. Man, why are you doing that? Because I'm about to put you on target. Amen. And when you hit target, you ain't going to be like the rest of them knuckleheads off in the woods everywhere else. Praise God, you're going to be on target. Amen, preacher! That's pretty good! I'll amen myself then. I don't care. Y'all about to mess around. I'll get fired up in here and you'll say, man, I don't know if we want him around or not. I got a tendency to calm down, but sometimes I can't help it. Amen? That's where I'm driving to, where I can't help it. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto thee. Verse 39, and Mary rose in the days and went to the hill country with haste in the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutations of Mary, stop right there. I want you to get this. Listen, Mary went to Elizabeth because she said, you know what? I'm not going back home. If I go back home right now, they'll kill this dream inside of me. If I get around my mom and dad, if I get around my brothers and sisters, if I get around the townsfolk of Nazareth, rumors going to get around, they're going to talk about me, and I can't handle it. I need to get around somebody who's going to sharpen me, not dull me down. I'm going to have to get around somebody who's going to encourage the fire in me instead of water me down. Praise God, I don't want to get around people who's going to curse this. I want to get around people who's going to bless this. If you ain't got a good Christian friend, pray for one, find one, amen? And then get to them, and iron sharpens iron, amen? Get with that person, and you fight through this life of yours. Some of y'all got some knucklehead friends. Write this down too while you're at it. Some of you need to change the category of friends and enemies. Some of you need to take your enemy list and put a new title on it. Call them enemies. No, did you understand what I'm saying? Let me break that down. Some of you got a list. You got friends on it. You need to change the title at the top and call them enemies. And on the other list where you got enemies, you need to erase the title there and put friend. Some of you got them in the wrong category. Somebody says, oh, it's all right to drink, it's all right to smoke, it's all right to have sex, it's all right to lie. Now, you know what? Race an enemy. Praise God, that's where you belong. I've got too many people I deal with addicts 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The people that are their best friends, they call enemies. It's usually their mother, their grandparents, and maybe their dad. Maybe. And all them people they call friends in the other pocket, you couldn't find them with a search warrant when they're overdosed, when they're in rehab. And guess what? Just this last week, Friday and Saturday, I helped bury a 26-year-old man who died in heroin in Wisconsin, and he didn't even have one friend or one family to be there to do the funeral. Had a cousin who stood up and said, you know what? He didn't die right, but I'm going to bury him right. Called me. She said, you're the only one I know that might even want to even think about doing this funeral. Some people say, well, I can't believe you went down there and done a funeral. Somebody down there, heroin. Praise God, I'd want somebody to stand for me. I'd want somebody to stand for my child. You know what I was thinking that whole time? It's where drugs end up. They'll end up alone. You'll end up all by yourself. The devil promises you everything, but he leaves you empty. You need to get around some people. You need to get around some people. You need to get around some people who will sharpen you. You need to get around some people who will love on you and who will tell you that thing inside of you is not crazy, it's not weird, it's great. Verse 41. I love this stuff. Don't y'all like this right here? Anybody like the Bible? Check this out. And the babe leapt in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. What? The what? The Holy Ghost? Is this church all right? Is it structurally sound? You say Holy Ghost too many times in some churches, they look at you. Mm-mm. Do you know who she is? She's Elizabeth. Listen, I've heard preachers preach it so many different ways. It's wrong. This is what happened. Hey, John's alive in her womb, just like any child is alive in their mother's womb. Should be the safest place on the earth, but it's not. Amen. It's the most dangerous place on the earth today in America. It's the only place a child or a baby or a human being is not safe because they'll kill it. Amen? And it'll be all right. But it ain't all right with God. We get to heaven, there's going to be a lot of babies there and there's going to be a lot of people answering for that. Amen. Whew. that baby leapt in her womb. John the Baptist always does what John the Baptist does. When he gets around Jesus, he can't help himself. Amen. He's down there in the womb just hanging out, sitting on the umbilical cord, just hanging out down there in the fluid, you know. And all of a sudden, Jesus, Messiah, Holy One, God shows up. When she read, all of a sudden it hit her, and he goes, "Hallelujah! My God! The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in the house! I got to do what I do!" Ain't that cool? And praise God, because Elizabeth's hooked up by the umbilical cord and everything's hooked up into the baby, it's got to run through her too. Amen. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Elizabeth don't even know what's going on. Amen. Nobody's told her anything. The Holy Ghost is making a pronouncement here. Amen. She's speaking for God. Ain't, I guarantee you right about now, Mary's glad she didn't go home. She's kind of worried on the way up there. She goes, "How am I going to explain this? How am I going to tell them?" You get saved. Some of y'all are going to do that. Some of y'all are really going to get saved. I mean, born again, Holy Ghost filled. And you're going to go back to school. I wonder how am I going to tell them? What am I going to say? What am I going to But if you get around the right people, they'll shout it out. They'll look at you and say, "Man, something's different about you." Amen. Amen. I'm glad to hear it. I was always amazed when I come to somebody and say, "I got saved, born again, child of God. I know. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy for you." Whoa, really? Right. Amen. Let me tell you something, they ain't happy for you. Make distance, amen? Make distance till they get it right. And he spake out with a loud voice, said, "Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Hallelujah, they're worshiping now. "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Woo! I mean, my goodness, she wouldn't heard this back at home. She would have said, "Whose baby is it? What have you really been doing?" Could you imagine her trying to tell somebody, "Listen, dad, mom, neighbor, a Holy Ghost come." Yeah, I guarantee you it was not holy. Amen? What you did's wrong. "No, I ain't done nothing wrong." She didn't have to do any of that. This woman's telling her out of her own mouth from the Spirit of God, "Hey, why are you here? I'm blessed because you're here." Amen? Some people need to realize when you get God in your life, they're blessed because you're there. Amen? Hey, you'll be a blessing. Could you imagine being a blessing from now on instead of a curse? Amen? Listen, some of you young people, you get saved and you get right with God, you'll come in the house and guess what? Your parents will say, "It's a blessing that you're here." Amen. I could preach real right there for a minute. Amen? It gets hard sometimes, don't it, to be a blessing as a child because you're fighting and warring against the rules and regulations of your life and you can't do it. But guess what? You get Christ in there, you submit to the authority in your life and you say, "Hey, my mom and dad ain't trying to kill me. Hey, just love me." Amen. The people who love you most will require the most of your life. People that hate you will let you do whatever you want. Amen? That's simple. Anybody want to do that real quick? Real quick. I'll tell you, somebody hates you. Hey, have you ever ride by somebody's house that's got a really good yard? A really nice one? Beautiful yard? Cuts it all the time, mows it all the time, weed eats it all the time. When you ride by and you look at that yard, what do you say? "Man, that guy really loves his yard." Yeah, but guess what? His yard's all cut up. His yard he cuts it and cuts it and cuts it. But everybody says he loves it. Now you go by somebody's house and you can't even see the cars in the driveway. Hallelujah. Don't drive by mine. Amen. You can't even tell what's in the front yard. It's all overgrown and weedy. What do you say? "That man don't care. That woman don't care about her yard." Now let's just change that word yard to kids. Huh? You mean cutting? You mean whooping? You mean discipline? You mean having rules and structure? That means they care? Yep. Just let them do whatever they want to do? Don't care? Don't love? Don't even think about? Correct. Whew. It's natural, ain't it? Check this out, verse 44. "For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Did you hear that? What'd she just tell her? Everything the Lord told you back over there, the Holy Spirit, and then this baby that leapt in my womb is full of the Holy Spirit, told me that everything God said He's going to do in your life, He's going to do it. Amen. This is good, ain't it? Yeah. Now Mary goes on right here. Let's get these two verses and we'll be done, I promise. Come back tonight, we'll get Joseph. What a hard calling Joseph would be, right? And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Check out verse 47. "And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my
Savior."
Well, she needed a Savior. Ain't that amazing? All these people run around saying Mary's holy and righteous. Guess what? She says right here, "I need a Savior." Amen. Amen. I'm not going to sit here and argue doctrine with her, but guess what? The one who carried Jesus needed a Savior. Amen. Amen. Mary's got some really unique qualities about her. God called her to do a great thing, but He didn't make life easy on her. God's called you to do great things. It ain't always going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of things Mary goes through and Joseph goes through that you wonder why God just didn't zap them around and move this and do that and make it real easy. But guess what? Carrying Jesus ain't easy. But you're still carrying Jesus. And carrying Jesus is enough. Knowing who He is enough. Amen? Should be. I love this stuff. I love this word, don't you?
Amen.
So you're sitting here right now and you're saying, "What does it matter to me? What's this whole story got to do with me?" I'll tell you what it's got to do with you. Jesus wants to do the same thing in you. He wants to come into your life. Amen? He wants to be the Lord of your life.
Yes.
And He wants to take a life that would be totally insignificant and worthless and nobody would ever know about it. And He wants to use it for His honor and His glory and to show Himself strong in your life.
Amen.
Mary got chosen out of a lot of people out of Nazareth. We're still talking about her today because you know what she said? Let it be. I don't want to go through the rest of my life without Christ. I want to go through the rest of my life with Him, no matter what comes with it. Amen? Now, tonight, we're going to preach about Joseph. It's going to be tough. Joseph's got to be one of the hardest positions in the Bible. Stepdad to God. Stepdad to God. How many of you want to sign up for that one? How many of you want to be the stepdad to God? How many of you want to be like Mary this morning, though? Everybody stand. Let's all stand. Hey, you mind if I close this service the way I close it?
Amen.
Good. Hey, somebody come up here. One of these fine musicians has come up here. Maybe that piano player. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And the guitar player and the bass player is good, too. We're going to preach this series. We're going to, this Christmas series about people. Right now, we had a moment with Mary. It's a very good moment to learn who she was. She was a little girl who God chose. She probably didn't feel like she's qualified. She didn't think she's good enough. She had probably had all the reasons why she shouldn't be chosen, but God chose her anyway. I have a feeling there's some people in this room that God's been wanting to do something through your life. Maybe He's been wanting to save you. You've been pretending for a long time that you had everything all right, but you don't. God's not in you because guess what? You don't tell anybody about Him. You don't share Him. You're not going on about Him. You're just kind of lukewarm. And there's some of you in here. It's been a while since you've been stirred up. It's been a while since that gift's been active in your life. Well, come up here and get something for Christmas that you ain't got for a while. A fresh gift. Open up Jesus again. Remember, I think it's in Revelations when He talks to that church. He says, go back to... He goes, you eschew evil. You do great works. You do all these great things. But you've neglected one thing. Your first love. Come back and fall in love with Me again. So some of you, if you want to, step out of these aisles, come up here and fall in love with Jesus again. Just come up here and say, God, I want what I had when I first met You. Now, if you're one of them few people sitting here this morning and you've never received Christ, maybe everybody in this church might think you're saved, born again, whatever, whatever. And you step out and you come up here and you just cry out to God. You just come on. You just come on. Hey, this altar's full. There's people praying on both sides. You say, well, I'll come next time. Hey, we might not get that opportunity again. God's dealt with you this morning. Is there any young people in here this morning, maybe even middle-aged folk here this morning who say, you know what? I've not been on fire for God. I'm going to go up there and just beg Him. Say, Lord, use me again. Lord, use me again. I tell everybody about my salvation. I tell them about when I got saved a long time ago.
Amen.
But I want to talk about something God's doing in my life today. Come on, come on, come on. Maybe some of you just need to come worship. When's the last time you come up here and just worshiped? When's the last time you just came up here and cried out to God? Well, I don't do that. I don't do that kind of stuff. Well, try something different. Try something different. Hey, still folk coming. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Man, God's moving here. Amen. Don't miss out. You get home this morning, you'll say, man, I wish I'd have went up there. Something's going to happen when you get home. You'll be sitting there going, man, I needed that extra thing from God. Well, come on. Don't waste time. Amen. Lord help. There's still folk coming, amen? Some of y'all sitting here right now going, how long is this going to take? Maybe that's God just being graceful to you and saying, I'll give you more time. Somebody still in control here this morning? You still holding on? I ain't going to go up there this time. I'll just wait them out. Praise God, I'll wait them out. Come on, man. Come on. Step out. God loves you this morning. He wants to use you in a big way. Coming. You got time. Amen. Best part of the whole service right here. Amen. It is. Somebody said, well, no, I like this part. It's the part where God gets involved. Amen. It's where He starts dealing with people's hearts and lives. Amen. It's when they come and start talking to God. God, I love talking to the Lord. Amen. He's been good this morning. Still folks coming. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Still folk come praying. Amen. Maybe you need to come pray too. Well, I'm sitting in the middle. I can't get out. Tell folk, get out of the way. Coming through. Man, I need to talk to God.